Now, this is the last little ending at all. It's just called Final Disclaimer. I have no preparation whatsoever. The angel of the Lord came down to me. And I said, angel, why must you pee? In my potted plant there in the corner. And the angel said, sorry, I'm used to being able to urinate wherever I want. And I said, but I have rules. So go clean your mess up. You might be an angel, but that doesn't excuse you from making a mess. You get the bucket and the paper towels and clean up your urine from around my potted plant, cause you missed it, you know. You sprinkle and you sprinkle, even though you are an angel, you are not perfect. Even Jesus Christ left some footprints on my front steps, and I scolded him too. No one is immune, not even God, who thinks he's so perfect. He accidentally left a picture slightly crooked of me. Looked at the back of it to see who the artist was. So much for omniscience and so much for perfection. All you heavenly people and edge more people, you think you're so darn perfect. But you leave footprints and crooked pictures and puddles of pee on my hardwood floor. Everybody, you just think you're so gosh darn perfect. But let me tell you a thing about order. It doesn't include pee and puddles on the floor. No pee and puddles, don't pee your puddles. Don't leave your footprints in my house. Take them to Iris Lane. They don't mind them over there. I bet they go to church too every Sunday. I don't even bother cause I don't feel like wasting the time. I'd rather just organize my XML files and XSL files. Gotta work on my websites. Gotta put everything in excruciating order cause that is just my right and my preference. I'd rather have things in lots of angels' wings. I'd rather have everything in order than have God's power. God left a crooked picture in my living room. Tried to look at the back and accidentally knocked over a broom. We startled the guinea pigs ran. They were afraid of God, who is a very smelly man. Well, that's not very nice. Let's just say he's been smoking too many pipes. And about Jesus, well, the guinea pigs loved him because I think he was a little bit girly with that long hair and that little robe. You call it a tunic and I call it a robe thong. Robe-a-thong. Let's just call that some robe-a-thong.